The Russian army is state of the arms. It is combat. It has military capacity. It is polite, as people say, and we will have enough courage and will if need be. We will continue to stand up for global diversity. We will continue to bring truth to people across the border so that everybody would see a true image of Russia, undistorted. We will actively promote humanitarian, scientific, cultural contacts and relations, even in a situation when certain governments are trying to erect something like a new Iron Curtain around Russia. We will never choose self-isolation, xenophobia, suspicion, and a search of enemies deliberately. All that would be a manifestation of weakness, but we are strong and we are confident. Our purpose is to have as many reliable partners as possible, both in the West and in the East. We will expand our presence in regions which now engage in integration, where they remove barriers for trade, for technology exchange, for investment, for the free movement of individuals, rather than erect new borders. We are not going to roll back our relationship with Europe and with the United States under any circumstances. But at the same time, we will continue our cooperation with Africa, with the Middle East. We will expand our cooperation with Latin America. We have witnessed the Asia-Pacific region develop rapidly in recent decades, and Russia as a Eurasian and an Asia-Pacific country will actively engage in this process. We know very well the global economic powerhouses, and many of them are our partners and friends. Starting since 2015, the Eurasian Economic Union will come into effect in full force. Its main features are pragmatism, mutual respect, the preservation of national sovereignty and identity of each and every member state. I am convinced that close cooperation will prove a strong driver for development for all member states of the Eurasian Economic Union. And summing up this part of my address, I would like to say that a healthy family and a healthy family, traditional values that we have inherited from our ancestors, together with a vision of the future, stability as a prerequisite for progress and development, respect for other nations while ensuring Russia's security and pursuing its legitimate interests. These are our priorities.